end today's daf, and really the first part of today's daf, which spoke about the Meraglim with two ha'aras. The first ha'ara is a brisker of, and the second ha'ara is a chsam soifer. So first the brisker of, but before the brisker of, we'll be makdim it with a short chsam soifer. And that is, the pasuk said that the Meraglim arrived with their very, very grim report on Erev Tisha B'Av. The pasuk says, Vatisa kol ha'eda, Vayitnu es koilam, Vayivku ha'am balaylahu, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oysoi, Hayoim, Erev Tisha B'Av. The day that the Meraglim arrived was Erev Tisha B'Av. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Ebesha said, Heim bochu b'chir shalchinam, they cried for nothing, Vani ekba lehem b'chir l'dayres. I'm going to give them, on this very, very same night that they cried, a good reason to cry. And that was the night of Churban Beis HaMikdosh, Kiyodua. The Chassam Sofer in Chassam Sofer ala Torah in Parashas Bamidbar makes a dikduk nifla. He says that Chazal Darshan, this pasuk of Vayivku Balaylahu, as a remez that the Yidden would cry every single year on this night. He says it's a pella, because throughout Shas, if you would ever find the word and it says Hahu, what does it always mean? It's exclusionary. It's always a miyot. Vayishka b'mokum ahu. Melamed that b'mokum ahu shochav. That's where Yaakov Avinu slept, but he didn't sleep anywhere else. And over here, vayivku ha'am b'layla ahu means that fakeret, the b'chil l'dayris, since it's mamash hapach ha'svara. Vayivku b'layla ahu sounds like they cried on that night, but by the next night they were fine, they were calm, a good night's sleep can make every disaster feel much better, right? That's what it feels like. They had a little yayin, la'ivri yayin, a little nachem avelim, right? That's what it, a little bit the feel of the pasuk. Yet Chazal darshan the just the opposite. Vayivka b'laylahu, that we learn from here a bechir l'dayris. Says the Chassam Sofer, emes is another dikduk in the pasuk. The pasuk starts off saying vatisa kol ha'eda, and then it says vayivku ha'am. In the same pasuk, we first refer to the Klal Yisrael as the eda, and then we refer to them as the am. What's the pshat? And he says, besides, what's the wordiness of the pasuk? First, vatisa kol ha'eda. Then it says, vayitnu es koila. And then it says, vayivku ha'am balaylahu. What are all these different verbs trying to tell us? So it says the Chassam Sofer, yesh loymar, at licht in that pasuk, a remez nifla to the inyan of avelus on Yerushalayim. He says, Chazal say, v'yitin l'cha. What does v'yitin l'cha mean? Yitin v'yachsar v'yitin. He says there were two groups of Yidden that are being described in this pasuk. The first is the Eda. The Eda are the Kedoshim of Klal Yisrael. He says the Kedoshim of Klal Yisrael, because of this night, it's Vatisa kol ha'eda vayitnu as koilam. It's going to be a b'chin of v'yitin l'cha v'yachse v'yitin. He brings different places in Chazal where you find v'yitnu v'darshin in that way. So vayitnu as koilam, that's what that pasuk is coming to say. It's coming to teach us the b'chir l'dayris. But the Am we know is always the Erev Rav. And the Erev Rav was Vayivko Am Balaylahu. Because it's only Balaylahu. These are people that L'dayris are not going to cry. Says what, the Erev Rav of the Midbar crying now on Tisha B'Av? They're not sitting on the ground. Who's sitting on the ground Tisha B'Av? The Tzadikim are sitting on the ground Tisha B'Av. So he says, this is a remez that the Tzadikim would always be mourning Churban Yerushalayim. But the Am wouldn't be mourning Churban Yerushalayim. Faket, Vatisa kol ha'eda vayitnu as koilam v'yachse v'yitin, v'yachse v'yitin, v'yachse v'yitin. Every single year would be v'yitnu as koilam. But as it relates to the Am, the Erev Rav, it's v'yivku ha'am b'laylahu. V'yilaylahu dafka. But faket, those chevra, these are not the ones that I'm mourning. These are not the ones that I'm mourning. But either way, the Briskerov cleared a chakira. He said, how do you understand Pashup Shan in this Chazal? A Chazal saying that the Chet of the Meraglim was the cause, it was the Siba for Churban Beis HaMikdash. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heim Bachu B'chir Shalchinam, V'ani Ekva Lehem B'chir L'dayres. As if to say, at that night, it was sealed that one day the Beis HaMikdash would be Charev. It's a little bit schwer, because the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Yud and in other places that why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the Zar Gila Rai Shluchas Damim, and the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, which the Chafetz Chaim said Lashon Hara. But we know why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It sounds a little bit from Soita Daf Lamed Hey, this Chazal that everybody knows, that the reason the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because of the Chet HaMeraglim. Of course, it's not the reason the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. You want to know why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Learn the sugis of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, Asha Asim Es Teirasi, Shloi Baruch HaTayr Tchila, etc. Those are all the reasons that Chazal talked about elsewhere. What this Gemara means, what Rabbi Yochanan was trying to say was, that if there was going to have to be a day that the Beis HaMikdash would have to be destroyed, the Eibush said, this will be the day. And tonight will be the night that there would be a Bechila L'dayres. But not that this is the reason that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. I think if you asked a man on the street this Shaila, he would tell you, I'm taking choice B. That seems to be the gefil from the way we've been taught this Inyan over the years. But the Brisker Rav said it's a tais. Brisker Rav said that the emes is that the Chet HaMeraglim was the Siva for Churban Beis HaMikdash. And he said it's a Mefurish Apasik. It's a pasuk in Tehillim Perik Kuvav, and if you look at Rashi there, it's even more mefurish in Rashi. So Tehillim Kapitel Kuvav is recounting a lot of what took place in the Midbar. And the pasuk gets to the Chet of the Meraglim, and it says, Vayimasu be'eretz chemda, that the Meraglim and that whole Dar, they were nimis in Eretz Chemda, lo yheminu lidvarai, vayeirognu ba'aleim. After they heard the report of the Meraglim, they came complaining. Lo yishamu b'koy l'Hashem. They didn't listen to the Eibishter. Vayisa yodoy lohem, lahapa lo yisam ba'midbar. So what did Eibishter do? Vayisa yodoy is a Lashon Shvua, says Rashi. Eibishter swore that they're going to all die in the Midbar. Ooh, lahapa zarim ba'goyim. Additionally, the Eibishter swore that all their zarim would eventually fall amongst the goyim, ulizaroysam ba'aratzois, and they would be spread out amongst the lands. Ok, Tehillah Garashi. Dibra maschul lahapam zarim ba'goyim. May oysa shah nigzar aleim churban abayis. At that point, it was nigzar churban abayis. Sharei leil tisha b'av bachu. They cry on the night of tisha b'av. Amra kadosh baruch, heim bachu b'chir shalchinam, vani ekpa lehem b'chir l'dayres. So the Rav said, read the pasuk. Vayisa yadeh, what was the shvua? Lahapa loysa ma'midbar. There was a shvua that they would all die in the midbar. Additionally, it doesn't say the Shavu was that in the event of Ulai, maybe tonight Kafel is going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash. You want to know which night it's going to be. It's not going to be in Chaydish Shvat. It's going to be in Chaydish Av. That's not what it said. It said that there was a Shavu Ulahapel Zaram Bagoyim Ulizaroysam Barotzes. Rashi's Losha may Oysa Shah Nigzar Aleim Churban Abayas. So said the Brisker Rav, it's Mefurish that really that night it was sealed that the Yidim were going to go into Eretz Yisrael. There would be a Beis HaMikdash, but that the Beis HaMikdash at the end of the day would be destroyed. The Brisker Rav said that there's a Pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel. It's Perek Chaf, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Said Ebisha tells Yecheskel, this is Surka Churban Bayis Rishon. I swore in the midbar, to scatter the Yidden amongst the nations, and to scatter them amongst the land. So the Brisker Rav said, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that where do you find Gam ani nasasi es yodi lahem bamidbar? Where did the Eibishter say this? So Rashi, may oz hiftachtem lahafitzam. I already promised that I was going to do this. The pasuk says, ki soilut banim upnei banim v'goyimet v'neshantem. This is the Kriyas HaTorah of Tisha B'Av. That you see in that parish of ki soilut banim upnei banim, that if the Yidden are not going to behave, they're going to end up in Galus. So the Brisker Rav said, if you go through the parish of Kisoylut Banim Ubnei Banim, it's Mefurish this Inyan. How about it? That's why we read it on Tisha B'Av, because it tells the story of what's going to happen in the event of. Oh, but the Brisker Rav had a kasha that the Pasuk says that the Eibishter told the Novi Yecheskel, Gamani Nasasi Es Yadi. Nasasi Es Yadi is a Lashon Shvua. And there's no mention of a Shvua in the parish of Kisoylut Banim Ubnei Banim. The Radak also learns the way Rashi learns. And the Brisker Rav said, L'chor, it's a Pella on Rashi and the Radak. Because they're saying the parish is Kisoylut Banim. Where do you see a Shvua in the parish of Kisoylut Banim? A Haftacha, yeah. About Shvua, the Pasuk says, Gamani Nasasi Es Yadi. Where do you find Shvua? So the Brisker Rav said, Lulei de Mistafina. Maybe the Pirish in this Gamanino Sosius Yodi is not Kisoylut Banim Ubnei Banim, but it's the parish of the Meraglim. Because in the parish of the Meraglim, you find already the Lashon Shvua. The Pasuk says that the Eibishter says, V'ulam chai oni v'yimoli kvoid Hashem es kol oretz, kichol anoshem aroyin es kvoidi ves oisoysai asher osisi b'mitzrayim b'amidu v'yinasu oisizeh es apam v'lo yisham v'koyli. Do you have a Lashon Shvua? Again in Devarim, in Mishnah Torah, when the whole events are being recounted, v'yishma Hashem es kol divreichem v'yiktsoif v'yishav aleim. There you find Shvua and Kafia Mavur here in Tehillim Kufva Vayiso Yodoy Lahem. For what? Lahapul Oysam Bamidbar. And Nichlal in the Shvua was Lahapul Zarim Bagoyim Ulisan Roysam Barotzi said the Rav Yeh Shloimet. That's the Pirush in that passing. And Emesis Brisker Rav went right there. He said, look in Parsha Shlach. He said, Emesis swears. V'ulam Chai Oni V'yimoli Kvoid Hashem Es Kol Haaretz. What's the Shvua? Ki kol ha'noshim ha'royin es kvoidi, v'esoy soysay asher osisi b'mitzrayim u'ba midbar, v'yinasu oysi zeh eser pomer v'loyshamu b'koyl. Okay, this is the drum roll. What's the shvua? Im yiru es ha'aretz, Hashem nishbati la'avoysa. That's the shvua. The shvua is all these chaver that saw everything, and then they gave me all these tzaras in the midbar. The shvua is im yiru es ha'aretz, Hashem nishbati la'avoysa. They're not going to see the land that I promised their elder zedes that the offspring are going to see. And then the pasuk concludes v'gam minatzai lo yirua. So the Rav said, what's the end of that pasuk? Im yiru es ha'aretz Hashem nishbati la'avoysam. It's referring to the anoshim aroyin es kloidi of the previous pasuk. And then the pasuk concludes, v'gam minatzai lo yirua, which seems to be miyutar. It seems to be superfluous. Said the Brisker Rav, because it's mevur in Tehillim kuvav, so dot tzvei shvuas da. This, the shvua of lahapel oysam ba'midbar, and then there's the shvua of ulahapel zarim ba'goyim uluzar oysam ba'ratzois. Those are the two dinim in this pasuk. There's a shvua of kikolo anoshim haroyim es kvoidi. That's the first shvua. That's the shvua of lahapel oysam ba'midbar. That Torah midbar would end up dying in the midbar. But the sedar tzveita shvua. That tzveita shvua is ulahapel zarim ba'goyim. Where's that? All the menatzai of Shpeta de Gedoyres. Whether it be because of the Zar Gilorai, Shlichas Domin, whether it be because of Sinas Chinam, the menatzai of the Shpeta de Gedoyres, they're also going to be Lo Yeruah. Mamish Dvarim, the Flam, if you want to see it inside, it's brought down here in the Briskerovin stencils in Mesechta Soita on the Daf, or in the Shiurim from Shulam David Alevi, in Parshnas Shlach, Ayin Shom Des Mohi Sofis. Literally, Kedarka Bakadish. Incidentally, the way the Briskerov is learning, what comes out is that the Siba, even for the first Churban, was the Chet HaMeraglim. And what was the fate of the Meraglim? We mentioned what the Chafetz Chaim says in Parashat Shlach, which is really Mefurash HaMishnah, Mesechtes Erechin, Tav Tezvav, which emerged very much from our Gemara, was the Chet of Lashon Hara. So we know that the second Beis HaMikdash, Chafetz Chaim said, was destroyed because of Lashon Hara. Really, what emerges is the first Beis HaMikdash also was destroyed because of Lashon Hara, which just, again, brings Lashon Hara to a whole Ramah, that Dvarim Atikin.